CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. Looks like another beautiful day in Sydney.
I'm talking about an Indian summer, indeed.
Indeed, yes.
Yes. Now, have you seen the new film in town called Chef?
I have. I went to see it on Saturday night, and I just loved it. It's a really good, feel-good movie. It's about this chef in LA who is about to be reviewed by one of the big bloggers, one of the big LA bloggers, who I must admit looks a bit like the Herald restaurant reviewer, Terry Durack. Anyway, the restaurant, this fellow completely slammed him because he'd been in years ago and said that his food hadn't changed in all those years. The problem the chef has is that the owner insists that he continues to run the same menu. So, of course, there's this sort of struggle going on. Anyway, eventually the chef departs in high dudgeon and goes off to Florida, and he sets up a food truck, and it's Cuban food, and he bloody drives that back to L.A. with his son on board, and it's his son who...
Don't tell us too much.
Oh.
I won't run to go and see the movie.
Okay, look, it's a terrific, terrific movie, yes.
Now, speaking of chefs,
yes,
there was a story in the weekend paper that Woolworths have signed Jamie Oliver to a deal, quote, to get people into shape, unquote. Apparently it addresses concerns about obesity. But I have heard from London that a restaurant near St Paul's Cathedral, owned by Jimmy Oliver, a butcher's shop restaurant, was closed for 24 hours because it only got a score from the health officers who visited, 1 out of 5, because it had mouse droppings, mould and carcasses, and out-of-date Wagyu beef around.
Oh, dear, that's no good for Jamie Oliver's reputation. Oh, I don't know if that's hit the papers here yet, but no good for him at all. And someone else is sort of getting stuck into Jamie Oliver here at the moment, too. It's our very own chef, Pete Evans, who's claiming that his kitchen rules now. He wants to show Jamie Oliver how Australians really should be eating. He wants to change our diets, and he wants us all to go on the paleo diet, you know, the caveman diet, where you don't eat any dairy, grain or sugar. Dear me, honestly, it's no wonder Australians are confused about what they should eat because they have so many people telling them, you know, and shoving their diets down their throats. But it is alarming, actually, that apparently 1 in 4 adults eat no vegetables on an average day, and we are eating 30% less fruit and veggies that we did 15 years ago. This is the result from an Australian health survey that's just come out. And only 7% eat the recommended 5 servings of vegetables. So it's very concerning, isn't it? It's a triumph for junk food, in fact.
Yeah, and it's increasing the obesity. A lot of fat people.
Yes, we're now 4 kilograms heavier than we were 20 years ago. It is concerning, but I do think it's also just so confusing when so many people are always sort of pushing their diets down your throats. Every chef in town has their diet.
Yes, very confusing indeed.
Yes.
Now, I hope that you're going to give us a recipe for your wonderful jam that I love so much. What's it? Kumquat marmalade.
The kumquat marmalade. Now, this is made with kumquats from the family farm in Queensland, which I bring down with me. And I cut them up. I wash them, of course, thoroughly. Cut them up and soak them overnight and then combine them with warm sugar and let them sort of simmer away on the top of the pan for an hour or so until they reach setting point, and they make the most gorgeous, translucent orange kumquat marmalade, and I know you love it. So that's my recipe today on the webpage.
And the webpage is?
SheridanRogers.com.au. And by the way, I'm not giving you any diet advice today.
Just as well. Too confusing.
Yes. Talk to you next week. SheridanRogers.com.au. Yep.